brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
It's very good to see you all here.
能够在这里看见大家实在是很好。
This is the happiest day of our week.
这是这一天是我们一个礼拜里头最快乐喜乐的一天。
It's a joy we get together to gather around our Lord Jesus.
这个是一个机会我们聚在一起围绕着我们的主耶稣自己。
We must take every opportunity to express our love for our Lord.
我们需要找出每一个机会来向我们的主表达我们对他的爱。
And this is one of our opportunities.
这是我们其中一个的机会。
To gather around our Lord Jesus.
我们在我们主耶稣基督围绕他。
Now I want you to take your Bibles and to open them to Genesis and chapter 50.
我盼望大家打开你的圣经创世纪十五章。
It's the last chapter of the book of Genesis.
对不起，是创世纪五十章，是创世纪的最后一章的圣经。
We're going to just read from verse 22 down to the end, verse 26, just a few verses.
我们看创世纪五十章从二十二节，我们看到最后二十六节。
Jonathan, you read for us.
我会用国语来读一遍。创世纪五十章二十二节，约瑟和他父亲的眷属都住在埃及。约瑟活了一百一十岁。约瑟得了见以法莲第三代的子孙，马拿西的孙子，马基的儿子也养在约瑟的身上。约瑟对他东孙说。我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。约瑟叫以法莲的子孙启示说：神必定看顾你们，你们要把我的客户从这里搬上去。约瑟死了，正是一百一十岁，人用香料将他熏了。把他修炼在棺材里，停在埃及。
We are going to look at the end of Joseph's life.
我们要来看约瑟人生最末了的一段。
It's the story. He is now 110 years old.
这个时候约瑟一百一十岁。
He has been ruling over the whole of Egypt and many other nations.
他当时已经是统治了埃及地，并且影响其他很多的国家。
But now he's come to die.
现在他要死了。
He gathers his family around him.
他就召聚他的家人来到他身边。
And he tells them, I die.
然后告诉他们说我要死了。
But he said, God will visit you.
当时说呢，神他会看顾你的。
And then he said he will bring you up out of this land.
并且说神要把你们从这地领出来。
And he will bring you into the land which he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
并要领你们到那个地，那个地是神向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，所应许给他们的。
And then he challenged them.
然后呢，就向他们挑战。
Because do you believe it?
就是说你们相信这个吗？
You know, we can believe anything and everything.
我们可以相信每一件事情。
But the challenge comes into our life whether we will obey.
但是问题是那个挑战进到我们生命里头，就是说我们会否顺服呢？
And so Joseph got them, all his brothers, his family, to take an oath.
所以约瑟就叫他们他的弟兄们和他的家人好像要起誓说
You promise, you swear that when I die my bones will not be buried here in Egypt but my bones will be carried out of Egypt into the land God promised.
就是说他向他们说你要答应我要起誓答应我当我死的时候我的骨头不要埋在这个埃及地，要埋在神给我们应许之地。
Have you ever met a person that's asked you to promise that before they die?
你有没有试过有人在他死之前向你说要你起誓答应他的一件事情呢？
Most of us like to have some place to be buried.
我们很多人来讲，我们都有一个某一个地方来安放我们的骨头的。
When I was a very young man, maybe in my early 20s,
当我在年轻人的时候，大概20岁左右，
an old lady sent me to the graveyard to buy a grave for herself.
一个年老的姊妹女人，她就叫我带我去那个墓地里头，替她买一块墓地。
And she wanted the grave just beside where her husband's grave was.
就是她放她的墓地，就是放在她的丈夫的墓地的旁边。
So she opened the big book.
所以她就打开那个很大的本书。
I told her what number it was.
我就告诉她那个墓地的号码是什么。
So she said, "There's this one, or this one, or this one. Which one would you like?"
我就问她，你是喜欢这个、这个还是那一个呢？
Oh, I said, "I'll take them all."I will take them all.
我就跟他说，我可以三个都要。
And so I purchased them.
我就买下来了。
I gave two away.
我把另外两个送给其他人。
I kept one for myself.
我要把为自己存留一个。
So I was in my early 20s, and I was preparing my grave for myself.
For yourself.
But yeah, I bought a grave for myself.
那个时候其实是印第斯是为自己买一个地。
Actually, that's the only bit of real estate that I own.
这个是我唯一拥有的那个地产。
The very famous man called Matthew Henry, he said, "There's only two things in this world we can call our own."
Matthew Henry 弟兄他曾经讲过一件事情，说在人生里头，我们只有两件东西，我们是说真实是属于我们的。
He said, "It's our sin."And our grave.
就是我们的罪和我们的坟墓。
Is that right?
是不是真的呢？
You think about it.
想想看。
All right. So, Joseph now, his brothers have agreed and taken the oath. We promise you, Joseph, we will not bury you here in Egypt.
约瑟的兄弟们就起誓答应约瑟说，我们不会把你的骨头埋在这个埃及地的。
Now I want you to turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22.
请大家再翻到希伯来书十一章二十二节。
We'll read this verse, together again. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22.
我们一起来读这一节希伯来书十一章二十二节。约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
When this writer of Hebrews was wanting to impart faith to his Hebrew congregation,
当写希伯来书的人他要把信心分给这些受这个希伯来书信的人的时候，
He had to abbreviate because there were so many men of faith.
他就要需要讲到很多信心的伟人，所以他就很浓缩的这样表达出来了。
And though Joseph had such an illustrious life,
这约瑟的生命里头有这么丰满的生命的表现，
His qualities were superb above many others in the Bible.
他的指数是比起圣经里头所记载其他人是怎么超越。
He was sold as a slave.
他本来是被卖做奴隶的。
He was slandered by Potiphar's wife and imprisoned.
他是被那个波提弗的太太所诬告的，并且送到那个监狱里头的。
But God brought him to the throne.
但神却把他带到前头。
And he was a means by which God preserved the family of Abraham.
他成为一个路。叫神能够去保存亚伯拉罕的传接。
But when the writer of the Hebrews was writing, the Holy Spirit directed him to just one incident in Joseph's life.
但是在希伯来书写的时候，圣灵就只做一节圣经来描述约瑟的一生。
And it seems to be the most insignificant thing he did.
好像说这一节是约瑟所做的人生里头一件很好像不重要的事情。
And yet in the God's eyes, it seemed to be the greatest thing he did.
但是在神眼中好像是约瑟所做的最重要最伟大的事情。
So, you and I are poor judges of what God likes.
所以你跟我是对于神所看为好的事情呢，我们的评估都是很差的。
It may be that when we do our very worst, it might be what God is most pleased with.
有时候我们以为自己所做最差的一件事情，其实在神眼中是最宝贵的事情。
But what happens here is he brings this dying act of Joseph as the most illustrious thing of his life.
神要把约瑟在这里所做的这个事情，要表达神在以色列民中要做一件大事。
We know that Joseph had faith right till his last breath on this earth.
我们知道约瑟的信心是一直到他人生最后的一口气。
So what we want to do is learn some lessons from the faith of Joseph.
所以我们要学习从约瑟的信心来学习功课。
Now, we will look at it in four ways.
我们要从四个路来看这个事情。
The foundation of Joseph's faith.
就是约瑟的信心的根基。
Then we will look at the working of Joseph's faith. Sorry, the power of Joseph's faith.
第二就是约瑟信心的能力。
Then we want to look at the working of Joseph's faith.
并且我们再看约瑟信心的那个工作。
And then we will see the example for us of Joseph's faith.
第四就是约瑟信心怎样成为我们的榜样。
The first thing is, what was Joseph's faith founded in?
第一就是约瑟信心它的根基是什么呢？
It was founded in the promise of God.
这个信心乃是建基于神的应许的。
He said, don't bury my bones.
他说不要埋葬我的骨头在这里。
Because God has promised the land to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神已经应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各那块地。
And he said, God swore.
并且他说神起誓的。
You know, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us, when God could not swear by any greater, he swore by himself.
希伯来书告诉我们神不能够只说比他更任何更大的，因为他就是最大，所以他只做自己起誓。
So he made a covenant with Abraham.
所以他跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And it even tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, I think verse 17, that God by two immutable, that means unchangeable, things.
希伯来书第六章告诉我们说神借着两件不能够更改的事情。
He made the promise and then he swore by himself.
他应许了并且为着自己的应许起誓了。
So, what Joseph's faith lay in was God's immutability, that is his unchangeableness.
所以约瑟信心的根基就是神那个自己不能够更改的属性。
That God cannot change his word.
因为神不会改变也不能够改变他自己的话。
Now when we think of the covenant of Abraham,
当我们想到亚伯拉罕的约，
there were four things or four elements of that covenant.
在整个约里头有四件东西。
One was the land, was the seed God would give to Abraham.
第一就是神要给亚伯拉罕一个后裔。
One was the land that God would give to Abraham.
另外就是神所应许给他的地。
And God would also make a nation of him.
并且神要从他那里兴起一个国度。
And God promised then to bless him and protect him.
神应许祝福他也保护他。
So you find that these promises were in the heart of Joseph.
所以你看见这个应许其实在约瑟心里头的。
Now we don't really know a lot what those old patriarchs understood of Christ.
我们不是很清楚这些立主他们是怎样认识基督的。
But we do know from John chapter 8 verse 56, these are the words of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们却能够从约翰福音第八章五十六节主耶稣亲口所说的话里头看见。
He said, Abraham saw my day and was glad.
他说亚伯拉罕看见我的日子就喜乐了。
So Abraham...in faith could see the coming of Christ.
So, 亚伯拉罕能够在信心的眼睛里头看见基督的来临。
And we do know of Jacob, when he gave the blessings to Judah, he spoke of until Shiloh come.
当雅各为着他的儿子犹大祝福的时候，他就讲到那个平安者要来了。
It was a prophecy of the coming of Christ.
这个就是那个基督来的这个应许。
So isn't it wonderful how all these men could look forward to Christ?
所以这是这么的奇妙，这些立主他们都看见基督的。
Their understanding may have been limited,
他们对基督的认识可能是很有限制。
But nevertheless, they had a vision of Christ.
但是无论怎样，他们对基督有一个意象的。
And that's what Joseph had.
这就是约瑟所有的。
These were passed down through the spoken mouth from generation to generation.
这个就是从一代一代通过口传来传到下一代的。
So, therefore, in Joseph's heart, he was coming to die.
所以在约瑟的心里头他知道他要死了。
But he said, God,will visit you.
但是他却说神要顾念你们。
He knew that Egypt was not going to be their permanent home.
他知道亚埃及不是他们永久之地。
And so he wanted their eyes to be focused on what Christ was going to do.
所以他想他要他们把眼睛都专注在基督身上。
Now there is the foundation ofJoseph's faith.
这个就是约瑟信心的根基。
Now, what is the foundation of your faith?
那么你信心的根基是什么?
Is it in what Christ has done?
是不是根基于基督所已经成就的呢?
Or and in what Christ will do?
并且是基督将要成就的呢?
That's the foundation of my faith.
这是我信心的根基。
The foundation of feelings is very shaky.
感觉的根基是非常摇动的。
Some people say, well, I feel I'm saved.
有一些人他说我感觉我得救了。
But you must know it.
但是你必须清楚知道。
It's not dependent on our feeling.
不是在乎我们的感觉。
It's dependent upon what God has said in His Word.
乃是在于神已经所说的话。
That's why the Lord Jesus gave the parable.
所以主耶稣给一个比喻说,
He said, the wise man, he digs deep and lays his foundation on the rock.
他说那些聪明人把根基挖得很深在磐石上的。
So we in our life have to dig past feelings, thoughts, ideas and ideals and come right down to the Word of God.
所以我们也需要我们挖得很深，穿过我们的感觉、思想、我们的意念或者我们的理想，进到基督里头。
My whole future depends on God's word.
我的整个将来都是在乎神自己的话。
If God is wrong, I'm wrong.
如果神是错的，那么我就错了。
But He cannot lie.
但是他却不可以，不能够说谎。
So that's why.I have a strong foundation.
所以我有个非常非常强的根基。
So look at Joseph. That's why he was so bold at death.
所以你能够看见约瑟正是这个原因他能够这样有胆量在他死亡的时候。
So that's the foundation of Joseph's faith.
这是约瑟信心的根基。
Now we come to the power of Joseph's faith.
那么现在我们看来看约瑟信心的那个能力。
The first thing was, it was power over worldly prosperity.
第一就是这个能力是在世界上的丰富财富里头。
Joseph was the richest man in Egypt.
约瑟是在埃及地最富足的一个人。
He was only 30 and he was given such authority.Over the whole land of Egypt.
他只是30岁，但是却能够拥有管理全埃及的所有的权柄。
He controlled all the exports and imports of that land.
他能够掌管这个地的所有出口、进口的生意。
He controlled all the agricultural work of the land.
他统管整个大地的那个农作。
At the age of 30,
30岁
，and yet.Here he is, 110.
现在呢110岁。
That's a long time. What's that? 80 years, isn't it?
很长的时间有多久呢？80年。
80 years he has lived with that wealth.
有80年之久呢，他是在这么丰满的丰富里头生活。
And yet his heart never changed towards his God.
但是他的心呢，对他的神从没有改变。
Some people, they only get.A few hundred thousand, and that's the end of their Christianity.
有一些人他拥有几十万，那么就带来他们信主的生活生命好像尽头了。
They get a little prosperity in a few years, and we don't see them anymore.
他们有一点富足，有一点钱呢，过几年我们再不看见他了。
But look at Joseph.
但是看看约瑟。
You know, prosperity is the greatest temptation that we will meet.
地上的丰富可以成为我们最大的试探。
It's usually through prosperity the church goes to sleep.
有很多时候因着教会物质上的丰富呢，整个教会都沉睡了。
It has been said down through the history that persecution is the seed of the church.
在教会历史里头告诉我们，逼迫才是教会不断的复兴的一个原因。
That's how the church grows.
这个就是教会能够成长的。
But look, there's no need for that.
但是看看这里好像没有这个需要。
Look at Joseph's life.
看看约瑟的一生。
There was no man more successful, more prosperous than Joseph.
没有一个人好像约瑟这样的成功，这样的丰富的。
And for 80 years, he held that position.
但是有80年之久，他仍旧站住他的地位。
And yet his faith never wavered.
他的信心没有摇摆的。
His faith grew and grew.
他的信心成长再成长。
And here he is ready to die.
甚至今天他要死了。
And what a testimony of faith he is.
多么的大的一个信心的一个见证。
Remember, it was Satan...Who used prosperity to tempt our Lord?
你记得是撒旦自己用富足来试探我们的主耶稣。
He said to the Lord Jesus, "See, all these kingdoms, I'll give them to you."
他跟我们的主说，这世上的荣华我都赐给你了。
Only you bow down and worship me.
你只需要跪拜我就可以了。
So you find.He was offered the kingdoms of the world.
所以主是好像要被给一个地上的国度给他。
But our Lord was able to use the word of God.
但是我们的主能够用神的话。
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
不可试探你的主。
And also you find even in Paul's experience as a servant of God, he saw it in others.
并且保罗自己他从他的经验里头，他也看见这个事情在其他人身上发生。
He had to write in 2 Timothy, Demas, who was a fellow worker with Paul, has forsaken me, loving this present evil world.
在提摩太后书里头，他讲到这个迪马离弃保罗，因为他太爱世界，离开了。
So we find that it is a common thing.
所以我们看见这个是很多时候发生的。
But yet.Joseph is a good example to us.
但是却看见约瑟是我们好的榜样。
Though he gained so much of this world's goods and prosperity, yet his faith never wavered. And also, we find the power of his faith was over the present circumstances.
并且我们看见他的信心的能力呢，是胜过他的当时的处境的。
Because at that time, the people of Israel were very, very well off.
因为那个时候呢，以色列人呢是很富有的。
They had the best land in Goshen for their flocks and their sheep.
他们在那个该山地呢，有很多他们自己拥有的羊跟牛。
They were very prosperous.
他们是非常富有的。
And Joseph's his position was very good to them.
约瑟的地位对他们来讲也有很多好处的。
And so, what was the need of leaving Egypt?
所以对他们来讲，离开埃及有什么原因呢？
But Joseph could see beyond.
但是约瑟却能够看得更远。
And he saw what God was going to do.
他看见神要做的工作
，and his heart lay in that land.
他的心是放在神所要的那个地上。
You know, the book of Isaiah in chapter 8 calls Israel Emmanuel's land.
那个以赛亚书第八章讲到那个是以马内利之地。
Because that was where Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, was going to appear.
就是在那个地以马内利，我们主耶稣自己在那里出现的。
It was that land he was going to suffer and die for us.
就是在那个地，他要为我们受苦并且死的。
That's why the land was so important.
所以这个地是这么的重要。
Because Christ was going to come there.
因为基督要在那里来了。
Remember, that's the whole importance of us here this morning.
所以这个对我们每一个在这里的人来讲是非常最重要的。
And so there was Joseph. He didn't say, "Well, I'm contented. I'm all right."There's no problem here. We're all well settled, and we're all wealthy, and we're all prospering. But not with Joseph. He knew there was something yet more God wanted.
约瑟没有因为当时环境说我们在这里真的很好，也很富足，也很安顿，什么都好，就满足了。但是他却要得着神要得着的更好。
We find that between Genesis 50. And Exodus chapter 1 is a period of about 300 years.
我们知道从创世纪第五十章到出埃及记第一章相隔有三百年之久。
And we see a completely different picture.
我们看见一个非常不同的图画。
Because Israel went into slavery.
当时我们在看见以色列民成为奴隶呢。
So we can see Joseph's faithLook beyond the present circumstances.
So we know Joseph's 信心呢是越过他当时的处境更远的。
And also, it was Joseph's faith that when he came to die, he still had that one vision.
第三，我们就看见约瑟的信心呢，到他年终要死的时候，他仍旧只有一个意象。
Because, you know, when people come to die, that's the big shaking in our life.
你知道人生到尽头要死的时候，就是我们人生要面对有很大的震荡的时候。
All hypocrisy, outward show goes.
所有虚假外面的假冒伪善呢，都要离开的。
You're faced with the reality.
你那个心性的真实就要显出来了。
I had to...sit beside the bedside of a lady.
我需要有一次在一个年老的妇女跟前，我坐在旁边。
She knew she actually was diagnosed with lung cancer.
她被检查有肺癌。
Though she knew the word of God and she'd come in contact with the word of God, and yet she had not taken anything serious in life.
她认识神的话，她也把神的话放在心里头，他没有为着他的病有很大的忧心。
But when she came to die, she came looking for God.
但是呢，他就要死的时候，他要寻找神呢。
And the doctors had given her span of life, 3 or 4 months to live.
医生就告诉他，你的生命只能够有3-4个月。
But she said, "I don't want to die. I don't want to die."
但是呢，她当时却说：“我不想死，我不想死。”
You see, she was not ready to die.
你看见她是没有做好准备去面对死亡的。
She wasn't prepared to go to be with our Lord.
她没有准备好去与主同住的。
See how death shakes all our securities?
你看见死亡是怎样震荡我们所有的安全感。
That's why we must have our roots and foundation in Christ.
所以我们需要把我们的信心扎根于基督的根基。
But Joseph was dying.
约瑟正在死了。
And he was more concerned for his brothers.
但是他却更关心他的兄弟们。
I'm going to die.
我要死了。
But you...Don't bury me.
但是你不要把我埋在这里。
Take my bones with you.
把我的骨头带着去。
His bones were like a standing sermon.
他的骨头好像一个站起来的一个信息。
That was saying, we don't have any continuing city here in this world.
这也是我们在这个地上我们没有永存的城市。
We are looking for one to come.
我们是来看作仰望作一个要来的城。
So don't settle down here.
所以不要在这里安顿下来。
So there we have the power of Joseph's faith.
这就是约瑟信心的能力。
It was over prosperity. His faith, he conquered over prosperity.
是超越过地上的富足，是胜过地上的丰富。
And his power of his faith overcame the present contentments.
他的心也胜过今天的外面的满足。
And the power of his faith overcome death itself.
这个信心的能力也胜过死亡。
You know, it's a wonderful thing that our last dying breath can be used of God.
这是很宝贵，就是我们最后一口气都能够被神使用的。
There was a man called Harold Schofield. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Probably not.
有一个人叫 Harold Schofield， 不知道大家听过他的名字没有
？He was a medical doctor and a graduate of Oxford University.
他是个医生，他是英国牛津大学的毕业的。
And in about 1880, he gave his life to serve the Lord in the China Inland Mission.
在1880年，他就把自己奉献给主，在那个中国的内地会来服侍主。
And he was the first Protestant missionary who ever entered into the inland in the center of China.
他是第一个基督徒进到中国的内地去传福音的。
And he labored night and day.
他是昼夜这样的服侍，劳苦服侍。
And he was so burdened for the many, many thousands of those around him who had never heard the gospel.
他的心是充满着负担去关心那些在他周围千千万万的人。
He was caring for them medically.
他用作为医生来关心他们。
And he was preaching Christ to them.
他也把基督传给他们。
But he used to pray.
他常常祷告。
He used to spend nights in prayer.
他用很多晚上来祷告。
That God would raise up men.
以致神能够在当地能够兴起人来。
And send them to China.
把他们差遣到中国。
And he even, because he was a graduate from Oxford, he even prayed for university students that would give their life to preach Christ.
因为他是牛津大学的毕业生，他也祷告说求主在大学里头兴起人到中国传福音。
In August 1885, he contracted typhoid.
1885年八月份的时候，他感染了那个白喉症、伤寒症
，and he died.
然后他死了
，age 31,
31岁。
But on the day he died, in England, a young man who was a military lieutenant at the time.
但当他死的时候呢，在英国有一个军官
gave.Himself to serve in inland China.
就把自己奉献给主，在中国的内地里头传福音。
His father was a major general in the British Army.
当时他的父亲是在英国的军队里头，是很高的军长。
Very wealthy family.
很有钱的家庭。
And this young man, he was only 18 and he was commissioned as a lieutenant.
当时他只有18岁，但是他已经做一个一个长官了。
He resigned his commission from the army and gave himself to serve the Lord.
他从军队里头他辞职了，然后把自己奉献给主传福音。
That man's name was Dixon Edward Host.
这个人的名字叫 Dixon Edward Host.
You've never heard of him, have you?
你没有听过他的名字是不是呢？
He was the man that took over from Hudson Taylor in 1903 of the China Inland Mission.
这个人就是从大德生弟兄那里承接过来中国内地会的那个服事。
But he had this motto.
那在1905年，他有一句话。
I live that I might be forgotten. I live that I might be forgotten, that Christ may be remembered.
他有一句话说。我活着以致我会被忘记，以致叫基督能够被纪念。
He labored for 60 years in China.
他在中国劳苦服侍有60年。
He was interned by the Japanese in a prisoner of war camp during the Second World War.
当时在中日战争的时候，他也是在那里受苦的。
He was released in 1945.
被抓到监牢里头，但是后来呢，就1945年就释放出来。
And he passed away in 1946.
在1946年过世了。
Age 85.
85岁。
So you see how the dying prayer of a Mr. Schofield brought about such a rich heritage for that land.
你看见这个 Schofield 弟兄他临死之前的祷告。就带进这个丁森弟兄这么长远的服事。
And I might add that with Mr. Host, another 6 young men also offered themselves to serve the Lord.
我要说除了这个 Host 弟兄，还有另外六个弟兄是被兴起来去服事主的。
And those men were called the Cambridge Seven.
这几个人就别人就叫他们说剑桥七杰。
They went to China in 1885.
他们在1885年到中国传福音。
Now we must move on.
我们需要继续
往前。We come on to the working of Joseph's faith.
我们现在要来看约瑟信心的那个工作。
Firstly, we find that Joseph, though he was an Egyptian, was ready to be identified with the people of God.
但是约瑟虽然他当时住在埃及，但是他是跟神的百姓认同的。
He was next to Pharaoh.
他是在法老旁边的。
And actually Joseph said, God has made me a father to Pharaoh, Lord of his house, and ruler over Egypt.
并且他自己亲自说，神是叫他作为好像作为法老的父来统管埃及全地，管理他们。
With such a prestigious position,
站在这个这么高的地位上，
yet he identified himself with the people of God.
但是他却跟神的百姓认同。
They had prepared, apparently in history it says, they prepared a very big pyramid for Joseph.
传统历史告诉我们呢，这些埃及人为约瑟做了一个很大的金字塔。
Because the Egyptians, for their rulers, always built the big pyramids.
因为以色列的那些统治者呢，人都为他们做很大的金字塔的。
And they prepared this great, great big pyramid for Joseph.
他们为约瑟造这个很大的金字塔。
But he said, "Don't put my bones in there."
但是约瑟说，不要把我的骨头放在里头。
You carry them up into that land.
要把我的骨头带到那个应许之地。
He wanted to be identified with what God is doing.
他要把自己认同于神的工作。
He wanted to be identified with the land and with Christ.
他要把自己认同于这个应许之地，认同于基督自己。
So, isn't that a wonderful thing?
这是不是很奇妙美好的事呢？
That's our joy this morning.
让我们为着这个来喜乐。
We've come here to be identified with God's people.
我们今天来这里是跟我们其他的神的百姓认同的。
This is my family.
这是我的家。
And so we can rejoice before our Lord.
以致我们能够在主跟前欢喜喜乐。
That's the working of faith.
这个是信心的工作。
And also, we find the working of his faith, he boldly declares what he believes.
并且因为这个信心的工作，他能够很大胆、有胆量的宣告他心里头所相信的。
He said, "I die, but God will visit you."
他说我要死了，但是神要顾念你们。
He wasn't ashamed.
他不会好像引以为耻的。
He didn't say, "Oh, I wonder whether God will or will not visit. I'm not sure."
他不是说啊，我不是很肯定，说神不是会是不是会顾念你们，我不肯定。
You know, it tells us. I think it's in the Psalm 116. I think it's repeated in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
在诗篇一六篇跟哥林多前书第四章。
It says these words: "I have believed, therefore have I spoken."
那你说我因信才如此说话。
If you believe, open your mouth.
如果你相信，就打开你的嘴巴。
Psalm 81 verse 10, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
诗篇八十一篇说，你要把口大大的张口，我要给你充满。
If you have something you believe, declare it.
如果你在心里头有相信的，你就用口宣讲。
That's the working of faith.
这个是信心的工作。
That was the working in Joseph's life.
这个是在约瑟生命里头所工作的。
I thank God for that.
我为着神这一个感谢主。
I was just newly saved.
我是刚刚信主的时候。
I didn't really understand what the Lord Jesus had done for me.
我不是很完全真的明白主耶稣已经为我成就的。
I had believed with all my heart.
但是我已经用我全心去相信主了。
But you know, as I began to tell other people,
但是当我开始跟别人讲这个的时候，
that's when the understanding came into my very being.
这个我心里头就越讲越明白。
So if you never open your mouth, you will never have assurance of salvation.
所以如果你从来没有把你的嘴巴张开讲主的话呢，你永远不能够有个很深的确据。
Don't be afraid to declare what you're doing.
不要惧怕说宣告你心里头所相信。
If someone on Monday morning asks you, "Oh, why do you go to that church for?"
如果礼拜一有人跟你说啊，你为什么去这个教会？
Open your mouth and declare.
就打开你的嘴巴去宣告吧。
Because I love my Lord Jesus.
因为我爱我的主耶稣。
He's my everything, my all.
他是我的一切的一切。
Open your mouth.
打开你的嘴。
Joseph had a bold testimony.
约瑟有一个有胆量的见证。
And also, we find that Joseph's working of his faith provoked faith in others.
并且我们看见约瑟的信心的工作。能够挑起激动别人的信心的。
Because what Joseph said, "I die, God will visit, He'll bring us up."
就是好像又是说我要死，但是神会顾念你们，要带你们去。
Then he turned to his brothers and he said, "Now you promise me, you swear that you will carry my bones up."
然后他就跟他弟兄说，你要答应我，你要向我。为这个启示，要把我的骨头带到那个应许之地。
So now they're challenged.
所以呢，他的弟兄们都被挑战。
What will they answer?
他们会怎样回应
？Will they say yes?
他们说是的。
So that provoked their faith.
所以这个就挑起他们的信心。
Because actually, when you read the 13th chapter of Exodus, you find that Moses gathered up all the body, the bones of Joseph.And they carried them out of Egypt.
所以你看见出埃及记第一章就讲到那些以色列人他怎样把约瑟的骨头带到埃及地的。
And Joshua 24:32 says they buried them in Shechem.
就是带离开埃及地的，就是把他的骨头放好的。
So you see, it may be that those bones were a great.Source of strength to Moses.
所以你看见约瑟的骨头啊，很可能就成为摩西很大的力量。
Because he saw the testimony of that patriarch Joseph.
因为摩西看见立主约瑟他的见证，他的信心。
So just then, we have the working of Joseph's faith.
所以我们看见看过约瑟信心的工作。
He identified himself with God's people.
他把自己认同于神的百姓。
And also, he boldly declared what God was going to do.
并且他是大胆的宣告神所应许。
And he encouraged the faith of others.
并且他也鼓励其他人的信心。
Now we must come to a conclusion.
我们需要结束了。
And here we have the example for our faith.
在这里我们有对我们信心的一个榜样。
So it's wonderful. We don't have to wait till we die.
很好的，我们不需要等到我们要死的那一天。
But gather around you your family.
并且。这个时候就不可以把你的家人交聚在一起。
And declare what God has done.
宣告给他们说神所做的工作。
And declare what God will do.
神所已经成就的并且神将要成就的工作。
See, Joseph's faith lay in the covenant that God had made.
所以约瑟的信心是在乎于神所跟人所立的约里头。
So, what about us?
那么我们怎样呢?
Has God made promises to us?
神有没有跟我们
应许呢? Is the Lord Jesus coming back?
是不是主耶稣要再来呢?
We say yay.
我们说是的。
Then tell.
如果是这样就。
Where is the Lord Jesus coming back?
主耶稣在那个时候哪里来呢?
You can read it. Zechariah 14 says, He'll come to the Mount of Olives, He'll put His feet on the Mount of Olives.
在撒迦利亚书14章是讲到他要脚踏那个橄榄山。
The Mount of Olives was split in the middle.
甘南山要分为两半。
And the Lord will come and fight against the nations that come up against him.
主要为他自己征战于那些反叛他的国家。
Imagine all your grandchildren gathered around you.
你想象你所有的孙子女围在你。
You can tell them this story.
你就告诉他这个故事。
Oh, Grandpa, will Jesus come?
他们就问啊，祖父啊，主耶稣会再来呢?
Sure, he will come.
你就说肯定的他要再来。
And he will fight against the nations.
他要向那个列国征战。
And we're even told the land of Jerusalem will be full of blood up to the horse's bridle.
并且呢那个耶路撒冷城呢又要全家都要悔改了。
Yeah, 200 miles long. Read your 14th chapter of Revelation.
我们读启示录就知道更多关于主耶稣再来的事。
What a wonderful thing to tell!
这是多么奇妙的美好的事我们可以讲解。
Oh, you see how we can put faith into others.
你就看见我们是怎样能够把信心分给其他人。
And then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations.
主要来征战向那些列国征战。
You can read the 16th chapter of Revelation.
你能够读启示录16章。
It's called the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
就讲到神大能的日子。
And the Lord will go and he'll speak the word.
主的话就要被传讲出来
了。And as the armies that have come up against him are standing, their eyes are going to dissolve in their heads.
那些敌对主的那些列国的军队看见这个情况他们的心跟的眼睛就被融化了。
Their tongues will dissolve in their mouth.
那些背叛的口又要融化了。
You read your Ezekiel 38, 39.
你读以斯帖书38章、39章。
You see, what a wonderful stories we have to tell.
这是多么美好的故事我们能够去传讲。
This is what God is going to do.
这就是神要做的工作。
How will our next generation know?
我们下一代怎样能够知道呢?
We must impart that to them.
我们需要把这个分给他们。
That's why it says,Tell it to the children and to the children's children.
就是把这个话传给你的子孙、子孙的子孙。
See, Joseph saw three generations.
所以约瑟看见三代的人。
And he passed that message on.
他就把这个信息一代一代传下去。
So it is for us now.
所以现在是为我们
了。So may the faith of Joseph strengthen us.
约瑟的信心也坚强我们的信心。
To declare what our Lord is going to do.
去宣告主要做的工作。
Declare what he has done.
宣告主已经成就的工作。
Has he saved your soul?
他有没有拯救你的灵魂呢?
Has he forgiven your sins?
他有没有赦免你的罪呢?
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
你接受了圣灵没有呢?
If you say yes,
如果你说是的,
then I challenge you.
这个就要向你挑战。
Who have you spoken to?
你曾经把这些跟谁讲过
？About those things.
为着这些事情。
See, we must declare.
所以我们一定要宣讲的。
That's why God has put in us the spirit of faith.
所以神就把那个信心的灵放在我们。
That we might declare what our Lord has done.
以致我们宣告神所做的工作。
And what He will do.
并且他已经做的，将来做的。
The faith of dying Joseph speak to us.
耶稣临死的信心也向我们说话。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus,
我们亲爱的主耶稣
we want to thank you for yourself.
我们为着你自己来感谢你
and for the wonderful grace which we call faith.
并且为着这个奇妙的恩典，我们叫做信心来感谢你。
We thank you that you give it to us all freely.
我们感谢你把这一个都白白的赐给我们。
Give us that grace to live for God's glory.
主给我们恩典，以致我们为着神的荣耀来生活。
We thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。